Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it's time for the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. I'm your host and speaker, Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to a daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Let's just have a few minutes alone with Him, worshiping Him together. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And oh, I enjoy singing that little chorus each day, and I know many of you sing it along with us, and I've even heard that some of you sing it through the day while you're carrying on with your daily activities. It is a great little chorus, and the basis for that chorus comes from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Psalms 18:30 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. Wonderful words of life on the power of Pentecost. All right, if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for contact information, and I'll be giving you that in just a little while. All right, we're going to go to page 204 in the Holiness Hymns. Clap your hands and sing along with us on one we really like to sing, and we do it a lot at church, When the Redeemed Are Gathering In. Hallelujah.
I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. I will raise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we're washed like snow and free from sin. I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, or that city will be rolled when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, we're washed like snow.
We're free from sin.
I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption's story with their voices clear and strong when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song when the redeemed are gathering in. All right, play it for us. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear His invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in.
Porch like snow.
Porch like snow.
We're free from sin.
Free from sin.
We'll how we'll shout. And how we'll sing.
When the redeemed are gathering.
Are gathering
in.
Hallelujah. And the scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Right now, all of you that are saints of the Lord, let's say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. I heard Sister Linda say amen, and she heard me say amen. And maybe you said it and no one else was listening, but the Lord heard all of our amens when we say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I like the song, I'm glad I'm one of them. In Psalms 103, beginning with verse 1, is our precious promise today. And we've used this chorus at times for a theme song on our broadcast. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. No wonder we should bless the Lord. We should give him blessings with every bit of effort, energy, every bit of strength that we've got. Amen. With all the voice that he has given us, we should bless the Lord. Lift our hands to heaven in praise unto the Lord. Bless his holy name and bless him with all that is within me. And certainly we don't want to forget his benefits. Matter of fact, you're having a job keeping up with his benefits because the Bible says he loadeth us daily with benefits. You've got a whole new list of benefits each day. He forgiveth all of our iniquities. If you wanted to count the number of iniquities he has forgiven you, you'll find out how generous he's been to you. And he healeth all thy diseases. He doesn't just have a sorted list where he has a half a dozen or so that he heals, but he heals all of our diseases. The Bible says he went around healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matter of fact, he took stripes for our healing before he gave his blood for our salvation. Salvation was paid for on the cross, but the stripes for healing was applied to his back before he went to the cross. They were applied in Pilate's hall. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you today that we can bless you. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that you welcome our blessings. Lord, you welcome our praises. Lord, you dwell in the praises of your people. Lord, we're so thankful that we can praise you and bless you in an acceptable way. We're thankful today, Lord, that your name is holy. Lord, I want to thank you today that I've been able to retain in my memory the benefits that you have provided for me. Lord, I'm thankful today, and I want to thank you again for forgiving all my benefits, and I want to thank you for healing all my diseases. I pray today, Lord, you'll have your way in this service. Lord, I just pray that someone today will find you as his or her Savior. It's our prayer each day, Lord, that this broadcast ministry touch some heart. In the thousands of broadcasts we've had through the years, Lord, if just one person gives his or her life to you, it'll be worth all the singing and all the praying, all the effort and all the expense, Lord, and everything that we've done. It'll be worth it all if just one soul gives his or her life to you. We trust there'll be more, Lord, but we just want to thank you today. Lord, minister to each one, help each one to realize today, Lord, that you load us with benefits and you forgive our iniquities and you heal our diseases. We want to bless you with all of our heart and soul today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise him with us now. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from
tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
And I'll give you some contact information at the close. Sister Linda's my favorite singer. She's going to favor us with a number just any day now.
We do not know the hour when our Lord will come in power, but the Bible clearly tells us, watch and pray. In the book of Revelation, there's gonna be a celebration when the Lord shall come and catch his bride away. Just any day now, we're gonna hear that trumpet blowing. Our Lord's gonna make his showing in the air. Just any day now, we're gonna fly away from here. Since a child, I've heard the story how our Lord will come from glory, and this generation shall not pass away. That great morning's drawing nearer when he'll split the eastern sky, and his second coming could be any day. Just any day now, we're gonna hear that trumpet blowing. Our Lord's gonna make his showing in the air. Just any day now, we're gonna fly away from here. Just any day now, we're gonna hear a trumpet blowing. Our Lord's gonna make his showing in the air. Just any day now, we're gonna fly away from here.
In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 1, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Just any day now, Jesus is coming. Send any cards, letters, checks, money order, any offerings to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410, and our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Just any day now, we're gonna hear a trumpet blowing. Our Lord's gonna make his showing in the air. Just any day.